Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, that's our passage today. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Zechariah 3, 8 says, "Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. Behold, I bring my servant the branch." So let's figure out what's going on here. A little history. The Assyrians all but destroyed Judah, but it was the Babylonians who brought the kingdom to an end in 586 BC. 70 years later, a remnant was allowed to go back to their homeland. The prophet Haggai encouraged these Jewish exiles that had returned to Jerusalem to begin rebuilding the temple. The prophet Zechariah encouraged them to rebuild their hearts. He knew that spiritual renewal was essential for the people to be ready to worship God once the temple was rebuilt. Looking toward the future, he reminded them that God would one day send the branch that would be from the line of David. The branch was another name for the coming Messiah. Isaiah said that a shoot would come from the stump of Jesse, David's father. From the roots, a branch would bear fruit, Isaiah 11:1 says. Isaiah added, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. Well, Jeremiah described the Messiah as a righteous branch, a king who would reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. Long before Jesus came, his people looked forward to the coming of the branch who would bring salvation and security. And when the branch came, however, many missed him, didn't they? Jesus came to earth when the Jewish people were living under the rule of Rome, and they longed for a military and political leader to deliver them. They were looking for one who would restore their country to the prestige and power it had known in the days of King David and his son Solomon. However, the branch did not come to rebuild Jerusalem. He came to rebuild the hearts of the people. He came to establish a spiritual kingdom that would never end. The branch provided eternal salvation and eternal security to his people. Those who trust in him alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God are his people, and we can trust in and benefit from life in the branch. Father, so often we miss what you're doing spiritually because our hearts and minds desire the physical. Help us to understand true and lasting salvation. Remind us again that Jesus came for spiritual renewal and transformation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.